Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, you're aware of what's going on with the NBA in China, right?
Yes, apparently the Rockets are trying to bring Yao Ming back.
And yeah, why not?
He's out of shape.
In a nutshell, the Rockets general manager, what's his name?
Daryl Morey.
That guy, yeah. sent out a tweet that basically said, you know, well, it says right here, fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong, as Hong Kong is having protest against China, who's trying to extradite Hong Kong, people bringing them to justice in China, which is breaking the rules of separate governments to separate entities and civil rights violations. And
because Hong Kong is more liberal than the rest of China,
right?
Essentially, yeah.
And China is trying to strong arm them without getting political and stepping outside my lane here. That is it in a nutshell.
I'll tell you when you need to stay in your lane, okay?
And the protests have gotten very big and violent in Hong Kong and in the U.S. A lot of people stand with Hong Kong is the tyranny of China, and we don't agree with a lot of the human rights violations that China commits. So this was just one little attempt by the Houston Rockets general manager. Not even sure what prompted it, why he felt compelled, because there's lots of issues out there in the world you could speak on. He chose this one, and now it's a major kerfuffle because the NBA does tons of business with China, and there's exhibition games over there where Chinese TV is now saying they will not televise them. They're basically sound like they're divesting themselves or threatening to from anything to do with the NBA. Adam Silver is flying over there as part of the games that are being played there, a goodwill thing, to talk to Chinese officials, and everybody else now in the NBA is clammed up. No one else is saying anything. The Rockets GM deleted his tweet.
Yeah, and
people stopped commenting.
The tweet simply was, fight for freedom,
right.
Stand with Hong Kong.
That's
nothing
it.
More, right. Nothing less.
Then people went bonkers. And this is what drives me crazy, okay? Because Steve Kerr, the Warriors coach, has been vocal about other issues in America that have affected American athletes on our soil, and has been very pointed in jabs against the president and others, okay, was asked about, well, where do you stand on this China thing? And he said, I'd rather not comment. It's a really bizarre international story, and a lot of us really don't know what to make of it. Fair enough. Now people are going after Steve Kerr, like saying, well, you can't comment on one thing and not comment on the other, which to me is a crock of crap.
Why?
You get to pick. You get to choose what you want to be vocal about. Just because, okay, does he have to talk now about PETA? Does he have to talk about the anti-vaxxers? I mean, he doesn't have, he can decide what strikes him closer, what affects him more, and maybe when he learns more about it and does more research, maybe he will want to. This is what I don't want. The whole backlash against, you know, the whole shut up and dribble thing, you know, that we've gotten past that.
Laura Ingraham,
right,
stupid.
Right.
Yeah.
Only complete idiots and morons and people with extremely low IQs believe in shut up and dribble.
Yes.
But now here's what I'm concerned about. Now it's stop dribbling and speak up. Like, okay, no, let's not go too far. Where you think Steve Kerr is going to change the U.S.-China relations? Whereas I do think athletes and coaches speaking out against the anti-athlete sentiment and the kneeling and whatever did affect how things happened here locally. We're talking about global economic strategies here, okay? They don't all have to speak on it. When's LeBron going to say something about it? What the hell is LeBron going to do? Doesn't Nike and Adidas and everybody do business in China and profit from it immensely? Like, the money does factor into it, and I don't want something that complicated. I don't know if I want them speaking on it. Like, I don't have a problem. Are you offended that Steve Kerr will speak on one thing and not on the other? Or although there's been other things he's spoken on as well.
No, I mean, look, I don't walk away from this thing, you know, I'm not sitting reading these stories going, I'm so pissed. I'm furious right now.
No, I'm not either.
I don't have that necessarily in me. What I would say, because there's just, and you illustrated it perfectly, there's so many, that was almost like a stony question. There's so many layers, you know, to this story and so many details. I think the thing that people are most, I don't know, frustrated and up in arms about is that the NBA has, they almost threw the NFL under the bus in trying to pump themselves up as being, you know, this very out there and supportive of, you know, freedom of speech, and we're going to
very
do our very best.
Is
and
the phrase.
It's not, I don't like to use that word because it gets very, you know,
of course,
you go down a dark alleyway with that. But, you know, for me, I think most people are angry about that. The NBA stepping in and moving the All-Star game out of Charlotte because of the transgender issue. They've gone down certain political, I guess, valleys, and then that one didn't really affect business. You just move the All-Star game. You go somewhere else. Was it really something they took a giant stand on? I don't really know. But they basically said the NFL, they do it that way. Those players are machines. They can't say anything. And the NBA's over here going, say whatever you want. Who cares about the implications?
We don't have a national anthem problem.
No.
I don't know how you guys got in that mess.
Meanwhile, it's in the CBA that you have to stand for the national anthem. You can't do any kind of protest. You know what I mean? So I think people are most mad about that. I would also say, you know, the fact that immediately after the tweet was sent, James Harden is apologizing. The tweet is deleted. Adam Silver and China are trying to, like, make amends. And now they've, like, doubled back and said, well, we support that Maury, you know, tweeted this, and we support, you know, that people have an opinion. We'll deal with the implications. Their immediate response, I think, speaks bigger volumes. They were more worried about business than doing the right thing.
No, and I agree. The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. I agree with the hypocritical nature of that, because the NBA was very arrogant about on social issues.
Mm-hmm.
I just think this is more complex than that. Like, you're talking about, a war, you know, a semi-war going on in between. But I absolutely right. They're revealing some true colors that obviously money speaks much louder than anything else. And everybody in the world wants to be part of the Chinese market. Everybody.
Yeah. I think that's the bigger point here. Look, is it silly that ESPN has basically dodged any discussion of all of this? And there was a memo sent out that, you know, guys, let's just stay away from the politics of it. You just talk about how it affects basketball and no broadcasts and all that. Yeah, I think it's annoying. But is that the first time in the history of the world where you've protected a partnership that you have, where you've protected, you know, your money making machine? Like, no, that happened. Like, there's things that go on in this building that I don't like. You think I'm going to come on the air and just, like, trash this company or this business? No, you got to, like, protect yourself. That's what you do, unfortunately.
And they've been doing business with China for a long time, while China has committed human rights violations long before this. So
it's funny that people still are out there wearing Nikes and buying Nikes, and LeBron James, you know, is as a Nike contract, one of the biggest ones ever. And, oh, wow, you know, there's kids that are getting paid, 7 cents an hour to make those shoes?
Yeah.
You know, no one seems to really care about it. until it's on the ground floor. It's almost like you eat a lot of meat, right?
Oh, yeah. You know? Oh,
yeah. And I eat some, not as much as you do. But do you want to see exactly how an animal is killed and how it is gutted and processed and then shipped over and it's a frozen piece of beef? You don't want to see any of that. Just like people right now, you just want to buy your Nike shoes and go, "Woo, look at the shocks on these things. I can jump like Zion Williamson." You don't care. And I think most people just want to ignore it.
I think so, but also most people don't understand it, I think.
That as well.
Ticket text real quick, 97136. I got to squeeze this one in. You're wrong, Wojo. They made themselves part of the social justice movement. Now they look so fake. No, it's not fake. It's like, and maybe they will be part of it. Maybe the NBA will come around and try to elicit some... spur some changes in China. But I just don't think because you talk on one issue that you now are required every time a social issue comes up that you must speak upon it.
If the NBA didn't come out so holier than thou, you know, and acting, we're above that. We are, you know, we really care about these players and voicing opinions. I don't think there would be as much blowback as they're getting right now. I don't. But they went out, they just pumped their chest and we're doing Adam Silver. Look at him empowering all of us. That is, I think, what bothers people the most.
Yep.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.